devastation is being felt by Gold Coast vacationers. The Glitter Strip property owners who rent out their properties to tourists have seen a 26.21% hike in rates, according to the Gold Coast City Council. Rates for Gold Coast residents who live in their primary residence will rise by 4.2%, less than the Consumer Price Index. Mayor Tate has urged Gold Coast locals to, quote, dob in owners of short-term rentals who haven't registered their space for business usage.
The Sunshine Coast could become a prime stargazing location as the local council considers a proposal to create a dark sky reserve to draw in tourists. The proposal seeks to establish a reserve in the hinterland, of which only five others exist in Australia, through the International Dark Sky Places program protecting night skies via responsible lighting practices. The reserve would encompass the Mary Rich catchment, including the townships of Melanie, Mapletown, Montville and more. Sunshine Coast Councillor Winston Johnston says the Sunshine Coast hinterland has a unique advantage for providing easily accessible stargazing experiences for visitors, and many are amazed by the stars they can see in the area.
In national news, Victorians are divided over the decision to award former Premier Daniel Andrews with the nation's highest honour in the King's Birthday Honours list this year. As one of the state's longest-running premiers, Andrews was acknowledged for his eminent service to the people and Parliament of Victoria, to public health, to policy and regulatory reform, and to infrastructure development. According to Senator Jackie Lambie, Andrews and other politicians should not be qualified for the award, while current Victorian Premier Jacinta Allan has supported the choice. Veteran broadcaster Neil Mitchell questioned the timeline of the award, claiming his honour was fast-tracked after Andrews announced he was quitting politics last year.
Former National leader Barney Joyce and Keith Pitt have called on the Coalition to abandon the PANZ Global Climate Change Agreement, arguing renewable energy is costing Australians too much. This comes after opposition leader Peter Dutton claimed he would oppose the government's 2030 emissions target, stating there was no sense committing to unachievable targets. The Paris Agreement, which only saw Libya, Yemen, and Iran decline to join, aims for global net zero emissions by 2050 with intermediary targets in 2030 and 2035. Climate Change and Energy Minister Chris Bowen has called the opposition's energy policy and stance on the Paris Agreement a, quote, terrible mess, while Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has said Dutton is, quote, all negativity and no plan.
In international news, French President Emmanuel Macron has called a snap parliamentary election after the European polls saw a large push towards far-right parties. Macron says the decision was an act of confidence, claiming he has faith in the French people to make the best decision for themselves and future generations, but political analysts say the move is a large gamble. After Macron's centrist coalition lost its parliamentary majority in 2022, this snap election may see the party lose even more power to right-wing National Rally. The first round of elections is scheduled for June 30th, with the second round to follow on July 7th.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with light winds. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
I better turn myself on there. Thank you for that. It's great to be updated. But I like to, every now and again, to get you used to being part around 4ZZZ and radio announcers in general, we can't help but talk about the weather.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? you will get a theme, you will see a theme, because we just do it. Mm-hmm. And it was freezing this morning.
It was. I definitely agree. I was very cold.
Well, you both got to get up early to get in to report the news, so it would have been quite brisk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I felt it walking to the train station and walking from the train station to here. I was like, oh, my gosh, I need another layer on, I think.
I seen someone walk around with a T-shirt and I shivered.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not in my 20s anymore. I wish I, yeah. But, look, thank you for your commitment to news and 4ZZZ and yourselves by getting in early in the cold and coming and reporting the news for us.
Oh, our pleasure.
And we'll see you again at 11 a.m. Yes.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. And you will see, hear more from us here on Workers Power on 4ZZZ.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This next track comes with a language warning.